Thanks, Rose. Rose entitled her reflections, Grace and Growth. I thought those were good words, and they fit with our reflection this morning out of these two texts that we've heard from 1 Samuel 2 and Luke 2, grow us up. We're going to look quickly at two boy stories, and on the back of your bulletin you have a song called Boy Like Me, Man Like You, that, you know, on your own time and in the days ahead, maybe you'll look at that poetry in song by Rich Mullins or go on YouTube and listen to the song. I want to draw attention to how it's a creative way of trying to bridge the gap between our lives and the life of Jesus, and recognizing and realizing that maybe the gap isn't as big as we often make it. And even the last paragraph of what you have on the back of your bulletin, you was a boy like I was once, but was you a boy like me? Well, I grew up around Indiana, you grew up around Galilee. And if I ever really do grow up, Lord, I want to grow up and be just like you. So today let's talk about growing up. And I'd like us to consider how we might posture ourselves in such a way that we ask God to grow us up. And what do these two texts today from the First Testament and Second Testament teach us about growing up? The first thing I want us to reflect on is, God, grow us up in the mess. And maybe this will be your prayer during the season of Christmas. God, grow us up in the mess. 1 Samuel 2 is yet another messy story from the First Testament. Eli has a mess of a family, corrupted sons. Brutalness is thick in God's temple in these days, so much so that God is turning back on promises he made. In 1 Samuel 2, verse 30, we read, "Therefore the Lord God of Israel declares, I promise that your family and the family of your ancestors should go in and out before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be treated with contempt." Yikes! I thought God stuck to all his promises. Quit messing with my neat and tidy memories of flannel boards and Bible stories. And yet in the midst of this mess, God is growing up Samuel. And Samuel is growing both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. God, grow us up in the mess. Secondly, I want to say, God, grow us up in the mystery. God, grow us up in the mystery. In Luke 2, we have this boyhood story of Jesus, the only boyhood story we have of Jesus in the Gospels. And if you read through this story again, you have to admit that it too is not neat and tidy. Jesus gets lost in the crowd that's journeying back to Bethlehem. And in this context, it might not be totally surprising that Jesus gets lost, because people are caravanning or in big groups traveling from place to place. Think of Disneyland during July, and you traveling with your brother or sister's family and assuming that the kids were with them. Then suddenly this, oh my gosh, moment. Jesus is lost. And Mary realizes and Joseph realizes that they're not with the other people. And they begin this frantic search to find him. And then after 3 days, can you imagine being a parent trying to sleep at night while your son's lost, 12-year-old son lost? 3 days, they find Jesus back in Jerusalem in the temple courts. In verse 47, we pick up the story. Those who heard him, Jesus, were amazed at his understanding and answers. Verse 48, when his parents saw him, they were astonished. Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety. Jesus responds, why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house? Verse 50, but they did not understand what he said to him. This is mystery. This is befuddlement for Mary and Joseph. And though we read that Mary would treasure all these things in her heart, it doesn't take away from the bewilderment of these events in Jerusalem. And at the end of today's gospel reading, we hear the echo from 1 Samuel 2 about boyhood. We read that Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. And we put that against the 1 Samuel 2 text. The boy Samuel continued to grow both in stature and favor with the Lord and with the people. There's a hopeful message for us in today's readings. God is willing to grow us up in mess and in mystery. And you might protest and say, well, none of us are 12-year-olds anymore. But I say, I think even the most senior saint amongst us can grow up today. And we all look at Roberta coming, because she always gets embarrassed when I call her a senior saint. But every one of us has this spectacular opportunity in the season of Christmas to grow up. I thought that's the never-ending beauty of the Christian life, isn't it? That we get to continually draw from these wells of grace day after day after day. And so are you and I futuristic enough this morning to think that we might have enough room to grow? I hope so, I hope so, I hope so. And I hope that you'll become frustrated in our community of faith in the months ahead, because I'm going to challenge us to grow in our faith, grow in our ability to have conversation together, grow in our ability to wrestle with theological issues, grow in our ability to get messy with the God story, to get messy with each other, ask each other hard questions, challenging questions that might spark dialogue, discussion, and even debate. God, grow us up. That's been the prayer of my heart over the past 6 months for us as a faith community. God, grow us up. And the look at me, what a great minister part of me says, yeah, grow us up in numbers. Make us a big church so that we can impress everyone in the city. But then the wise and more patient part of me says, no, grow us up in maturity, that we might be that kind of congregation that cares and listens to each other. So I invite you on this third day of Christmas, join me in this prayer. Join me in this prayer that we might grow up. And don't wait for the perfect plan. Don't wait for the perfect curriculum. Don't wait for the perfect environment to grow up. Because it seems that God grows us up in mess. It seems that God grows us up in mystery. So God seems ready to grow us up no matter what the circumstances are. And if you have Bibles available, and I'm just going to encourage you just in the last few minutes here to open your Bibles. Reach forth to that pew rack Bible. Find Colossians 3, because it's our lectionary epistle for today. Colossians 3, verses 12 to 17, which in your pew Bible is found on page 214 in the New Testament. Page 215 in the New Testament. And I thought I'll just quickly read this as we close and just give you a moment of silent reflection before we participate in communion this morning. But use this as your Christmas Lectio text, Colossians 3, 12 to 17. Like I said earlier, you have 9 days left in the season of Christmas. Use this as your Christmas Lectio text. On the third day of Christmas, my pastor gave to me the Christmas Lectio text from Colossians 3, something like that, okay? Just get that through your head in the next 9 days to just visit this text. This is my gift to you. And this might help us over the past few months. For those of you who have been here, I've been talking about the year of living Christianly. And if you look or think or reflect on the year of living Christianly, this Lectio Christmas text fits perfectly with what we've been talking about over the past few months. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Verse 13, bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. May God grow us up in the midst of mess, in the midst of mystery, and yet may it be supremely guided by this living Christ who's willing to dwell in us so that we might be able to be a community that loves, that forgives, that admonishes, and then reflects the reign and the peace of Christ. A moment to pray together, even as we reflect on growing up in the midst of the mess and the mystery, and then we'll transition to the table of the Lord. Let's pray together.